WNSR@gmail.com.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Messages about this that I've missed. L-Dog, Bill, concerning top 10 college jobs, Brad Crawford, author of an article, said 6 through 10 were interchangeable. He mentioned Southern Cal, Tennessee, Auburn, and Penn State as schools that could easily have been ranked anywhere between 6 and 10. You know what an interesting topic is, and I am going to get to Penn State. Is Alabama. You're going to say, well, Bill, Alabama gets mentioned all the time. Yes. But think about it. They're in a state. And by the way, I just drove that state. We just drove it almost head to toe. We didn't quite get down to Mobile before we cut over to the Emerald Coast. But nonetheless, been all through that state countless times. Beautiful place. But it's not the most populated. Tennessee's got, somebody look this up. I'm guessing Tennessee's got 2 million more people in the state than Alabama does. Now, what's the difference? Tennessee had the general, but that was way back. Alabama had Bear. When Bear took over in, I believe it was 1957, that's when Alabama's true history, you could take it back further. But as far as we're concerned, that's when it started. What was the name of the guy that preceded Bear and lost miserably? Ears Whitworth, I think. But from Bear forward, and they hired a bunch of knuckleheads in there between, but nonetheless, and then Nick superseded Bear, which is unfathomable. But it's not like that's some populated state. Now, it is a really good football and overall just athlete in general producing state. I'm guessing now, somebody check it, demographics. I think Tennessee's probably got 7 million. Alabama's probably got 4.5, 5. That is a random guess now. That's why I want you to check that. Tennessee does not produce better athletes top to bottom than Alabama. Never has. That's gotten a lot better. No, I've told you, it's gone crazy. And Memphis has always been a fantastic basketball city. Always. Dating back to the 70s. It's always been outstanding. One of the best basketball cities in America. But what makes Alabama so... Why does Alabama need to be in the top five there? Just because of pure history. Alabama is the best program in the history of college football. It would take a long time for somebody to upend that, to again supersede that. I don't know how many years you'd have to win to say you're historically better than Alabama. Muletown Kevin. Kevin in Muletown said, Bill, you nailed it. You're correct. Tennessee's got 7.1. Bama's got 5 million. And again, Tennessee's become a good football athlete in general producing state. Last 10 years, 15 years, it has gone nuclear. But what's the deal with Alabama? I'd say geographical footprint's good. It's very good. But it's not a better geographical footprint than Auburn. But what's the difference? Well, the difference is the hires they've made. Alabama has hired the best two head college football coaches in the history of the sport. Bear Bryant, Nick Saban. That's part of the equation. What have you done with it? When whoever gets hired gets the job, what happens with that job? Bear Bryant and Nick Saban have made that job. You know what? They are so good, they've almost made that job, because they're so good, scary and unattractive, because you can't possibly match what they did. Now, again, Bear's gone. It's not like you're coaching in Bear's shadow right now. But you understand my historical thesis here. It's such a good gig based on history that it's almost semi-unattractive. Because if you just said in general, would you like to have the Alabama job? Chances of winning pretty good. Like really good. Sure, I'll take it. Well, you understand who you're replacing? Yeah, Nick Saban. Nobody's ever in the history of that football in college done it better than him. Good luck matching that. You're not going to match that. Well, I don't think Alabama's done winning national championships either, but you're not going to match that. You're not going to match what the Bear did and what Nick did. Between the two of them, they have 13 national championships, and 12 of those are at Alabama, right? And many other years in there when they could have won a national championship. Ags and Strohs. Bill, the Aggies are 16th all-time in D1. So it's not like they have no history at all. Yeah, but and you're right. That's a stat that's real, but that stat doesn't carry weight in this conversation. Carries weight, but not in this top 10 conversation. That's not enough muscle there historically. We talked about A&M earlier. I spent time on it. It's got everything you need. On steroids. A&M has everything you need on the most sophisticated steroids known to man. Used to be testosterone, supinate, anadrol, dianabol. Those are orals. The first one's an injectable. I don't know what they've morphed into today. I don't know what the names are today. That was the name, and those are still around. But they don't have history. Now, the history we're talking about, he said that it's been pretty good, Bill. True. No, that's true, but it doesn't apply to this small phone booth area we're talking about. It may, if they start achieving what they're capable of, and I love the Mike Elko hire. It might get there. Texas A&M is the best job in America. If we change the topic to name the best job in America where they've never won natties and never really gotten much done, A&M. That's easy. That's an easy one. If we change the topic. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, glaring omission is Southern Cal. I talked about that earlier. I'd have them in the top 10, but I could easily argue them out. But I'm gonna stay. I've got a long history with Southern Cal. I've got back to the last few years of the McKay era. Jim at Jupiter. Bill, Clemson is not a top 10 job. What Dabo did there was amazing, but Clemson is about the best back to being Clemson. Just good, Bill. I don't think Clemson's top 10 gig. I think that further buttresses how amazing the job is that Dabo Swinney did there. It's a really good gig. It's a fantastic gig. I would not have it in the top 10. Just all things considered, very attractive. Dean down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, Rush Probst taking the year off and coming back to Georgia and wants to win. Great show today. Is he, now I don't know what his plans are. Has he already said he's going back or is he going to? All I know is he just quit Pell City a while back. Georgia Dog backs up what Kevin in Muletown. Tennessee's got 7 million, Bama 5. Georgia Dog. Bill, Georgia plays 5 of the top 15 teams with Vegas odds to make the college football playoff. And this is regular season. They play Texas away, number 3. Bama away, number 5. Ole Miss away, number 6. Clemson, number 11, and Tennessee. They get Tennessee in Athens. Kirby's last regular season loss, he goes on to say, was Florida in 2020. Going to be really hard to continue that streak. Well, not that I like this necessarily. I like the way it was, but that's too bad. Georgia doesn't need to win every game. Lots of cushion there for Georgia. 12 teams and then eventually 14. So that's not going to be a problem for them. That schedule, while very tough, isn't as tough as it would have been last year and any number of years prior, dating all the way back in history. So it's a $2 million, the number of population difference. Georgia Dog says Alabama is 5,108,468. Tennessee is 7,126,489. So again, 2 million different. Jim and Jupiter, Alabama Bill is Alabama, should be top 3. They have the name, the prestige, the good money, and you need to recruit players. Yeah, Alabama's history supersedes any other criteria that you may want to pick at. The history is too overwhelming not to have them in the top couple of jobs. It just is.
Good morning. Visibility way down out here in certain areas, especially north of Nashville, because of the weather that's moving through our area. Again, please give yourself extra time. Lots of standing water on main and secondary arteries. It's causing traffic to run slow right now up there on Vietnam. That's headed towards I-65. It's heavy trying to get into Donaldson Hermitage right now on 40 going westbound. 40 east remains heavy up by Charlotte Pike coming in through Bellevue, moving around Nolensville Pike at Winston Avenue. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chug with your on-time traffic.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
And now, Kingdom Doors is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit USO.org and locate military care package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Kingdom Doors. For custom garage door installations, service, and repairs, give the pros a call today at 615-810-6415. 615-810-6415. Or visit kingdom-doors.com. That's Kingdom Doors. They're professionals who care.
The battle for a seventh straight division crown starts right now. And the East already knows. Don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves.
Swung on, hit in the left field, base hit. Here comes Michael. He's going to score. 5-4 Atlanta.
Tonight, Truist Park will be rocking for the second time against the Boston Red Sox as Michael Harris and the Braves take the field in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Because they're ranked number one right now this week, Tennessee baseball is probably the best program ever. Because it's Tony Bowles, and he's hot. The chicks like him. That's part of the criteria, too. How do you look when you're standing out there? Tony Bowles wins. There's going to be somebody listening going to think I mean that. Yeah, I was listening to this guy. It was a new show. I hadn't heard the show before, and it kind of made sense. And then he started popping off about Tony Bowles and how cute he was. I can't listen to that show. Danny in New York. Our favorite police officer ever. I love this topic. It's the non-playing portion. We could never get this topic in during the playing portion. I love it. It's a fun, big picture. We can go micro or macro on this one. We could do that with any of them, but this one is a fun macro versus micro conversation. Danny in New York. Bill, does Michigan recent history inject themselves in the top 10? Because before the Natty, Michigan wasn't getting much respect from your Southern listeners. Well, Midwest listeners too. Now, maybe not Michigan fans, but everybody else. Because Michigan, let's remember, if the list is the most hated football programs in America, Michigan is right at the top. Michigan, Notre Dame, 1, 2, you could debate either way. They've got more enemies than anybody else. Notre Dame's probably got the most enemies because Notre Dame is not geographically locked, right, when it comes to enemies. They got enemies, millions of enemies that have no idea that they're in South Bend, Indiana. Might think they're in Chicago, which they're pretty nearby, but all right. They just won the Natty, and they've won three Big Tens in a row. Are they in the top 10? No. Michigan, I don't think, is the top 10 most attractive college football job in America. I think it's top 10 to 15. 11 to 15, I guess I should say. Now, I think more interesting is before the Natty, he says, Michigan wasn't getting much respect from your Southern listeners. There's one simple answer to that. The fan bases out there made the mistake of thinking Harbaugh's early woes, getting rolled up by the Buckeyes, meant that he wasn't a really good coach. Jim Harbaugh is an absolute PhD mad scientist, fantastic head football coach. No debate. Now, is his presentation a little confusing and the fans take that to mean he's not doing well or he's kind of goofy, Billy, kind of awkward? That means he's not a good football coach? Probably. He's weird. He's awkward. He doesn't connect well, at least publicly. Behind the scenes, he does. The players connect. Jim Harbaugh is a brilliant coach. Now, again, Nick Saban's the best college football coach ever. You think Nick Saban could have done in the NFL what Harbaugh did and probably about to do? I don't think so. Now, who would I rather have between the two? Nick. But if you're talking about all the way up, Jim Harbaugh got a team to the Super Bowl. Jim Harbaugh won at San Diego, won big at Stanford. Stanford football, including the Elway era, has never been anything. Harbaugh took it to national prominence. And how did he do it? Lining up and punching you right in the freaking mouth. Toby Gerhardt, that 235-pound running back, I mean, they line up and punch you in the mouth, then take your helmet off and beat you with it. That's how he wins ball games. I respect the heck out of that. So the folks out there giving them no respect during that whole stretch of time made the mistake of thinking this is the way it's going to be with Harbaugh. He's not going to get this turned around. And he's just going to look like on-camera goofball guy wearing some khakis and saying things that at times don't even make sense to the public. That was a huge civilization mistake. Now, again, if you were a Michigan hater, I'm not expecting you to like Harbaugh or hey, Bill, you're right. I think I like them. No, you're not going to do that. You don't like him, you don't like him. That's the planet where I love this planet. I love the differing opinions. But the mistake and Danny's perceived lack of respect, which I think is a fair assessment, is the mistake made on Harbaugh as an individual coach. He is an elite head football coach. That was the mistake. Ken in Middle Georgia, Bill, early October, this playing season, Auburn is minus 24 against Georgia. Would you take Hugh Freeze in the points there? Yes. Now, again, they're not going to win that game. But yes. Georgia's going to win the game, and they'll probably win it 31-21, something like that. But 24 points, I haven't even looked. That's the number right now. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Texas is not the number two job. Loaded with players, but you have to deal with the Texas administration, the boosters, and a group that doesn't let you spend like you should be able to spend. The history does not back up the two slot. But it could be top five. I think I could debate that, and it's got to be in the top ten. And there are obstacles that he just laid out that are very real. But it's a fantastic gig. What has it lacked most of the time when it's not right? And that's very easy. Leadership. You hire Bear Bryant, what happened to you? You got six natties out of it in 25 years. Pretty easy, right? I mean, it's not easy, but just saying. That is a wonderful. Okay, Penn State. I've been promising that for over 30 minutes. Penn State is, I think, potentially easily a top 10 gig. Don't think I'd have it there right now. James has done a good job there, but he's kind of where Mark Richt, and I'm not comparing the two. There could not be different personalities one to the other, right? Totally different. But as a winning entity, he's kind of where Mark was. Probably hasn't achieved as much as Mark did. He hasn't. But he's had them better off than they've been since, let's say, late Paterno. And I mean before the Sandusky thing and all that. Penn State's a very good program. The perception is really good recruiter, maybe average on game day. His coaching horsepower, meaning his abilities on game day, is much debated, and rightfully so. He's decent there. He's nothing special to brag about. Thus, the perceived can't get over the hump. The big hump. Can't be a better program than Ohio State or Michigan. Now, Penn State's a wealthy school. They've got resources. They're in the Big Ten. $100 million coming your way yearly soon. Somewhere in there. 80, 90, 100, whatever it is. The geographical footprint is not as advantageous as it once was. The Pennsylvania population drain is real. The economic population drain is real. I'd say that Penn State and Pitt as an entity, and I know they don't want to be lumped together, but I'm just putting them in the recruiting circles, probably peaked in the 80s. Pittsburgh, mid-70s to the early 80s, between Johnny Majors, Jackie, and then Foch Fazio, and it fell off there. Folks, back then, Pitt would get top three type classes yearly. I'm talking about dude after dude, and there would be Ohio kids, some in there, be Pennsylvania kids. They came down here and got Hugh Green out of Natchez, Mississippi, who was a superstar All-American. Not just an All-American, a superstar. Dan Marino, who could walk to the school at Pitt, just down the street. And Penn State the same way. And Penn State won several natties and overall had a better program that ended up being longer lasting, Paterno all those years. Paterno before Johnny. But I would say the 80s would be the peak there. And I'd say the last 20 years would be the population drain, maybe more than that. But it's not as geographically as attractive as it was. It's still attractive. And you can still win big there. Would I have them in the top 10? Probably not. Probably not. Some of my most formidable years before I got in this business, just as a fan who was always reading and studying this stuff, was that little stretch in the late 70s and 80s. And watching where these players would go and these recruiting classes and then how they would play, it was an amazing case study. And Pitt has had some ups since then. And has been, heck, Pitt won the ACC just a couple of years ago. But it's not the same gig. And Penn State is way more of a historical school, despite that 75-76 national championship. And then all the way through Dan Marino to Foch Fazio, and then it started dropping off. Penn State's got a much longer, wider swath of high-level play, a much bigger national brand, much, much bigger than Pitt, historically. Sizably different. But no, I would not have them in the top 10. I think it's debatable. I think they belong in that group that you say, okay, Bill, that's kind of an either-or, right? I think you could make that debate. I wouldn't have them in the top 10. I wouldn't have Clemson in the top 10. Wouldn't have Tennessee in the top 10. I'd debate them in the top 15. Because there's lots of criteria. Now, could you take Clemson geographically? And Jeff, too, looked it up. Clemson is less than 40 miles, the campus, to the Georgia line, right? I think he looked this up. Yes. Bill, Clemson to the Georgia state line is 36.9 miles. Clemson to Atlanta is 125. Clemson to Athens is 75 miles. Could Clemson look at Georgia or greater Atlanta the way Oklahoma looks at the Metroplex? Got to remember, Norman, Oklahoma is 3 hours due north of the Metroplex. Clemson is less than 2 hours from greater Atlanta. And Clemson recruits Georgia very well. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. But I wouldn't have them in my top 10 right now. That one is very debatable. If you take issue with that, I totally understand. The GOAT says, Bill, the best college gig in NCAA football when they are right is the University of Florida. I think that's a fairly appropriate statement. There's not a better gig when properly led than Florida. Now, there's not a better gig right now than Georgia when properly led. And guess what? They're properly led. You're watching it. Is there any school more properly led than Georgia football right now? Talking football now. Well, Bill, Danny Hurley up at UConn. Well, okay. Good point. We're talking football, though. The answer's no. You know what it looks like when you have all the advantages plus the right head coach? Athens, Georgia. You don't have to go back in history. Here it is, in real time, take a picture. It's right now. It's walking and breathing right now. It's not a albino unicorn. It's seen in its state. It's not extinct. All right, we'll take the break. Tony Ball, y'all, just remember that note.
Good morning. Still trying to mop up a couple of earlier accidents. Murfreesboro Pike at Edge of Lake. That one had some injuries. 3700 block of Bell Road still has traffic blocked over there. The weather in our area causing traffic to run extra slow, especially in Sumner County. Vietnam Vets coming westbound, approaching Conference Drive. It's affected that traffic coming down 65 through Goodlettsville as well, coming southbound. Again, extra travel time out here this morning because of this crazy weather. Moving through Middle Tennessee is definitely needed. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on the new menu. You got to check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
I could make the case that LSU is the best game. Number one. Now, again, I don't think it's the top. I think it's top five. But I can make the case it's number one. The last three coaches they brought in, they won natties. And two of the three you could claim aren't the best head coaches you've ever seen. Matter of fact, one of them you could say is kind of a clown show. Coach O. Now, I like Coach O, but you know what I mean. Les Miles, he had some really good teams. But the 07 team in that knucklehead year won the national championship. The team he had in 11 was loaded, but offensively not well coached. Had no game plan for the Alabama rematch. That might be the worst game plan going into a game I've ever seen in my life. A game of that magnitude, that's right at the top. Right at the top. Last three coaches won a natty there. And I can promise you, Brian Kelly's a much better head coach than Coach O or Les Miles. Now, we'll see what he gets done there. Is it year three coming up? I think so. They've got an incredible geographic footprint. Drive over. First of all, Louisiana is a wonderful, I mean a loaded state with players. East Texas, just down the way, is loaded with dudes everywhere. Then going over to Houston. Is there a better metropolitan area to go get dudes than Houston? Greater Houston. It's crazy. Or they could go over into Florida. It's not far at all. Or South Alabama. Now, Alabama owns most of that, but still, they can go over there. Jamarcus Russell's from there. Resources, money. Now, what's LSU's historical biggest hurdle? Basically, internally. It's kind of like Tennessee. They are incredibly efficient and good at stabbing their own folks. Breaking the family tradition, right? Just completely ruining things. Hiring ADs who are terrible. Now, Tennessee's in good position now with their leadership, and so is LSU. But historically, that has been a battle on and off for as long as you can see. That's probably been their biggest hurdle dating back as far as you want to go back. No fan in the 863. Bill, what about Miami? No, you couldn't put them. Now, you probably could have during that stretch. During the stretch between 83 and 01, you'd have to have them easily in the top 10. Because you had Schnellenberger, you had Jimmy Johnson, you had Erickson, and then you had Butch handed off. So you had four different coaches win a national championship. That's crazy. Geographical footprint is as good as you can get. Remember, there's several places you could say that about. It's not just one location. There's several that you say, okay, that's phenomenal. That's right there. Broward, Dade, and Palm Beach counties. You're sitting right there looking at them. Now, they haven't really owned that area in decades, although Hurricane Mario, from a recruiting point of view and a portal point of view, has done an incredible job. The knock is he's not even an average head coach on the sideline on a Saturday. He's not even average. So what gives there? Blake just said earlier he thinks they're going to win the league this year. But that's been the knock. Yeah, Michael in Atlanta. Bill, what about Miami? Dade, Broward County, college football recruiting hotbeds. Yes. But you got to take advantage of it. I definitely wouldn't have them in the top 10. Steve in the 662. Bill, Mississippi turns out more players than Tennessee, and their population is only 3.1 million. I don't even think it's 3 million. Last time I looked, it was 2.5. Greater Atlanta has way more people than the state of Mississippi. Greater Atlanta has what, 6-7 million people? Jim in the 613 says, Bill, my choice for the best job in college football is Vanderbilt. Think about it for a second. Where else can you make a couple of million a year at a job where your employer has no expectations that you can produce any kind of results? That is a good point. Yeah, Vandy's got plenty of money. They also have sports alligator arms. Now, they are building a bunch of facilities. That is true. No, they are. They are. They put lots of money into athletic needs. Yeah, the Vandy gig is a tough one because I'm here. I've grew up with it. probably went to, I went to Vanderbilt games before I went to any other game, any other school. That's just to be at a ball game. That wasn't about, hey, Vanderbilt's about to win big. Even though I saw them there in the 70s, they upset Florida. I was at that game. Florida was top five, I believe. Aaron said, Bill, Tennessee fans need to hear you tell us Tennessee is a recruiting ranking school. It is. Because we just want to be reminded, Tennessee is a recruiting ranking school. It is. Johnny did it. Johnny's 1978 class, I told you this, one of the first recruiting pamphlets I ever got. They had two number ones in recruiting. 1978, Texas and Tennessee. Fulmer did it all the time. All right, we'll take a break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still trying to mop up a couple of earlier accidents. Murfreesboro Pike at Edgeo Lake. That one had some injuries. 3700 block of Bell Road still has traffic blocked over there. The weather in our area causing traffic to run extra slow, especially in Sumner County. Vietnam vets coming westbound, approaching Conference Drive. It's affected that traffic coming down 65 through Goodlettsville as well, coming southbound. Again, extra travel time out here this morning because of this crazy weather. Moving through Middle Tennessee is definitely needed. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on the new menu. You got to check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge of your seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
It's JB and the General.
You know, I'll do my Stugatz weekend observations. Stugatz, yep. From the Dan Le Batard Show. Patton, beep. One thing is sure. Beep. Actually, beep. Two things are sure. Beep. Tennessee is going to the Final Four. Beep. And the Nashville Predators, beep, are winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Beep. Those are my two observations. How about that?
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
His body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Metro Atlantic is 6.1 million. That's roughly 2.5 size, the size, population-wise, of Mississippi. It's a million more than Alabama. It's a million less than Tennessee. That's greater Atlanta or metro Atlanta. Unlimited dudes in that area. Any sport, any time, any place. You know a fun study would be? Metro Atlanta. It doesn't all have to be apples to apples, but just in general, Metro Atlanta, South Florida, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Greater Houston, Greater Dallas, meaning the Metroplex, Greater Los Angeles, and then maybe, again, not apples to apples, a swath of the Eastern Seaboard. Now, there's no bad answer there because they're all loaded. They're all loaded. If you gave me any of them and said, it's all yours, pick, I'd say thank you. I really appreciate it. You just made me very happy. But that would be a really in-depth, maybe last 5 to 10 years, and then an historic marker as well. I know the answer. In general, they're all good. They're all good. And they're all supermodels. They're all proven supermodels. And all attractive. That was fun. Yeah, Jim's the one that put that out there. I don't see a lot of that stuff. Jeff 2 says, Bill, back to LSU. Baton Rouge is 260 miles from Houston, Texas, and Pensacola, Florida. Couple that with New Orleans being a little over an hour away. That's a hell of a footprint. Yes, absolutely is. Now, I got to remember, until I think Jerry DiNardo, but Nick, New Orleans was a no-go. New Orleans hated LSU. Remember the history of that? I've talked to you about this before. Historically, New Orleans has never been LSU's. And it's more so now. Absolutely, Jerry. And Jerry, it didn't end well for Jerry there, I know. And then Nick took over and won an Addy, got out. Nick kind of turned the table on that. But historically, New Orleans has never been about LSU. Or we're a feeder system. This city is going to feed the best athletes into LSU. That is not huge bad blood there. Historically. But his point about the geographic footprint, it's a phenomenal geographic footprint. A crazy geographic footprint. Danny says, Bill, I know you say Pennsylvania has had a population decline, and it is true, but I think Penn State's demise is not getting top recruits out of New Jersey. Instead, they have to go to SEC areas, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and even Michigan. No, he said instead they have gone to SEC schools or Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Michigan. Yeah. No, I think that's fair. No, I think that's a very fair assessment. Topwater Assassin says, Bill, Clemson definitely not in the top 10. Two decades of 7-9 wins. I think Clemson is a fantastic gig. I wouldn't have him in the top 10, and I think that is more of an statement about the job that Dabo's done there, which is ridiculously good. Now, yeah, it's faded a little bit here last few years. It's not as elite. But it doesn't take away from what he's accomplished there. And they're still a threat. I don't think they're national championship threat good anymore, but they're certainly a threat to win the league and to win double-digit games. That's really good. The problem with that is we all have the visions of 15 and 17 and even the team in 19. Other teams that were good enough maybe to win the national championship. Those are the visions we have. They're not there right now. As a program, they're not there. And that's the bottom line Yeah, that's the bottom line. But a fantastic conversation. And again, I think it's somewhat subjective. I'm going to say something's kind of cocky, but I know this topic. I've got a lifetime of absorption in all this stuff. But that topic is one that I think I've got multiple PhDs in it. Doesn't make every assessment exactly perfect, but I'm kind of the goober who's thought about this stuff for a long time. Let's put it that way. Yeah, that's kind of nerdy. When it comes to that, it's kind of nerdy. Sorry about that, y'all. Anyways, tomorrow we'll guest it up with J.C. Sherbert, Dave Hooker, T.J. Pittenger. I might try. You know what? We need to add one of our dudes. I may go get Catch from Orange Plus. If he's around. I don't know if he's around. He may be on vacation, but I'm going to try Catch. Lashbox.